Well, your heart can warm if your revenue goes up, and it looks like the market certainly liked what Ms. Yellen had to say yesterday. John Taylor joins us to talk about that from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. John, good morning.
Well, good morning. Oh, the market really did like what she had to say. Now, she testified for 4 hours before the Financial Services Committee at the House, and at times her testimony was kind of boring. I wouldn't want to listen to it for 4 hours, but when you boil it all down, the market loved it. The Dow was up 192 points yesterday, the NASDAQ, S&P also up. Dow futures are pretty much flat this morning, and she did tell the market what it was expecting. She said basically she was going to continue the policies of her predecessor, Mr. Bernanke, that they were not considering halting their gradual reduction, tapering as it's known, of their bond purchases. And she also made it pretty clear that these low interest rates on the short-term interest rates, that is your CD rates, et cetera, are going to continue to remain low. She said it would take a, quote, this is her exact words, "I think what would cause the committee to reconsider a pause is a notable change in the outlook." She also mentioned, of course, they're still concerned about the fact that the inflation rate is too low and considerably below the Fed's target of 2%. And then the market got another gift yesterday, and that is that the House of Representatives passed a bill that will extend the debt ceiling by a year to March of 2015. And Mr. Boehner gave up on the fight, and the vote was 221 to 201, with, I think, 28 Republicans voting for it, and, of course, all Democrats. There were no amendments or conditions attached to it, so now the market doesn't have to worry about another shutdown on that either. You may remember last week, though, we talked about the fact that CVS, the number two U.S. drugstore chain, pharmacy chain, indicated they were going to remove all tobacco from their products by October the 1st. Well, they reported earnings this morning that were quite good, and the market, or yesterday, and then the market rewarded that. The stock was up about almost 3% yesterday. Their fourth quarter earnings rose about 12%, and they reiterated the fact, of course, that there's no place in their drugstores for tobacco products because they're moving toward a more of a healthcare provider stance. Train, that's the parent company, Ingersoll Rand, the parent company of Train, which, of course, has a plant here in Fort Smith, reported numbers that were really pretty ugly yesterday, and their stock was down 3%. They blamed it on the weather because about 60% of their revenue comes from heating and air conditioning units and climate control things that are sold to the construction industry. They pointed out that the construction spending really dropped in December. And in fact, if you look at the numbers, you'll see that that bears out. They also make Thermo King mobile refrigeration units that you see on these refrigerated trucks. And by the way, Trane is identified as a U.S. manufacturer, yet they moved from the United States to Bermuda a number of years ago. Now they're headquartered in Ireland. So, yeah, sure, they're a U.S. company. Here's an interesting story from Omaha. Now, ConAgra, one of my favorite companies, because they make things that you have to have for life, like Rotel and Slim Jims and Peter Pan peanut butter, Marie Callender's, and my personal favorite, Wolf Brand chili. Their stock was down 6% yesterday. They say they're really struggling in their consumer brands division. Revenue is really flat to declining. And, of course, they're also struggling with some raw food costs. And speaking of food costs, you might want to keep your eye on what's happening to the price of dairy products. Dean Foods, headquartered down in the Dallas area, stock was down 7% yesterday, trading near an all-time low on their stock. They're struggling with what they say are the all-time high raw milk prices. And, of course, therefore, since they take raw milk and turn it into lots of things that you find on your grocery shelves, so you might want to just keep your eye on what's happening to dairy. Keep in mind there's no inflation, but when you buy milk or cheese or something, you might find that different. And lastly, Sprint. Now, Sprint's the number three, cellular company here in the United States, way behind AT&T and Verizon. They've been mulling an attempt to buy T-Mobile. Now, the regulators have told them that they would look upon that with disfavor. They may proceed on that anyway. But they reported numbers yesterday that were, in one sense, very encouraging. Surprising number of net additions. They added 682,000 net subscribers. Their revenue was up 1.5%, but get this, they only lost $1.04 billion. That's a lot better than the $1.32 billion that they lost the same quarter of the previous year. We'll see whether or not they're going to pursue their acquisition of T-Mobile and maybe narrow the gap between number three and number one and number two in terms of the cellular phone business here in the U.S.
Very competitive, John. You know, I'm looking at you. You usually somehow fit in Rotel every now and then in your broadcast.
Yeah. And, you know, Rotel and Slim Jims and Wolf Brand chili. What more could you want?
It's just heaven. Yeah. All right, thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.